This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. More than 2,000 Bank of America employees are losing their jobs. This follows news of thousands of layoffs at Wells Fargo. Rising interest rates and the real estate market are being blamed for this. Marketplace's Mark Garrison joins us live. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, David.
Lately, we've heard some relatively good news about housing. Housing starts, existing home sales, prices, they're all going up. The real estate picture is a lot brighter than it was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So why are these banks cutting these jobs?
Well, what we're seeing here is not so much about real estate prices or selling homes, but as you mentioned at the top, homeowners refinancing their mortgages. Banks are cutting jobs because people just aren't refinancing as much as they were. Columbia Business School real estate professor Chris Mayer explains why this is such a problem for banks.
Refinancings have been critical to the banking industry in the mortgage area because purchase mortgages have maintained at such a low level. Most of the activity has been refinancing.
Yeah, lately loans for buying homes just haven't been as important to banks in this sense as refinancings. At times this year, refinancing actually accounted for nearly three quarters of the entire mortgage market. So if you lose that, that's a real problem for banks. And that's why we have them cutting jobs and warning Wall Street to expect a rough ride, at least as far as mortgages go.
And of course, homeowners aren't going to refi their mortgages if the interest rates are going the wrong way. You're not going to pay more.
Yeah, that's what we're seeing. And this is one of those places where regular people can feel the Fed policy really hit them, as we talk about here a lot, you know. The Fed is signaling it'll pull back at some point. That's driving up interest rates. If you look at the 30-year fixed mortgage rate, it's jumped more than a full percentage point in just a few months. Earlier this year, it was around 3.5%. Now it's above 4.7%. So, you know, in refinancing, there's a lot of expenses. And if the math is going to work out, you have to save enough money through a lower interest rate. And right now, the interest rates are higher. It just doesn't make a lot of sense for most people to refinance. So that means the banks are losing business. And unfortunately, some of their employees are losing their jobs.
Indeed. Marketplace's Mark Garrison, thank you very much.
Thank you.